Rising up from the cornfields of the Midwest, a new voice is being heard. We are taxed like no others. From a state synonymous with corruption. Producing convicted felons from our governors at unprecedented rates.
As the former Illinois governor, Rod Blagojevich,
prison tonight. George Ryan begins a 6.5-year prison term.
Coming to you from Peoria, Illinois, this is the Liberty Plays podcast. Hosted by everyone's favorite downstate Illinois Libertarian chapter, the Libertarian Party of Greater Peoria. Featuring news, commentary, and interviews with local, state, and national libertarians working to make a difference for everyone. Welcome to the show.
The Liberty Plays podcast contains opinions and commentary from the hosts and guests that may educate, illuminate, or offend. You may or may not like what they say. The editorial views of this podcast do not represent the official position of the Libertarian Party of Greater Peoria and should not be quoted or rebroadcast as such.
We are live. Hey, everybody. Welcome to another Liberty Plays podcast for August 2019. This is Eric Stahl, and I'm sitting with a couple other fellow Peoria Libertarians. Immediately to my left is...
Teresa Miller.
I'm Donnie Henry.
Jacob Irish.
Jacob Irish. Jacob needs no introduction. He's the voice of the show most of the time, right?
Sometimes.
Yeah. We are representing the Greater Peoria, the Libertarian Party of Greater Peoria, out of Peoria, Illinois, not Peoria, Arizona.
No.
There are, I think there are Libertarians down in Peoria, Arizona.
There are. It's very confusing.
It is sometimes. If you don't know, we actually meet the third Thursday of every month at W.E. Sullivan's in Peoria, Illinois. We've had some great meetings lately. I wouldn't know. I haven't been there, so I feel really bad about that. But we're going to talk about that. August is coming up, but let's talk about the July meeting where you had the mayor of Peoria.
The mayor of Peoria, Illinois.
First off, when we talk about this, to me, this is like a coup. This is respect for the organization. Mm-hmm. How did this conversation happen, and how did you get Jim Artis to come to the meeting?
So I had met Jim Artis a few months ago. I know you guys know that I work with the organization Build Peoria, mm-hmm. and I had gone there and done a presentation to him. It ended up resulting in us building the resident officer home. So I had a contact with him, and so I shot him an email, and he was all about it. I mean, it was surprising.
Awesome.
He was all about it. And he's a really nice guy, very professional, and I think you guys would agree that we're at the meeting. It was, I mean, the guy was just as kind as can be and just very professional.
And I think he did his homework on, you know, who we were as a group and what our values were, what we believed in as a Libertarian Party, and I really felt like he kind of knew who his audience was.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. He definitely knew his audience. Yeah. I don't think he goes to an event or a meeting without knowing his audience.
Absolutely. It was funny because he came in, and, you know, most of the people that show up in, you know, a suit or ties, and he showed up just like he just was, just got out of a walk, you know, had a hat on.
Oh, seriously.
I loved it.
Yeah. It was
very casual. I personally thought it was good.
And he had a lot to say, too. You know, one of the things he talked about was pension reform. And with the pension reform, he talked about, you know, within 5 years, 100% of our property taxes in Peoria will be going to pensions.
All of it.
That's game over when that happens.
Yeah.
You know, and he talked about that people need to negotiate. We need to start negotiating pensions. That if we don't, then this is all going to come to an end. In Chicago Heights, he talked about that. You know, they're already taking 100% of their property taxes and taking some of their sales tax, and they had to lay off all their public safety officials. I mean, it's scary stuff, but it's real.
Well, I mean, you can't just keep borrowing. You know, the District 150 perpetually borrows. You know, you can get away with it for so long, but when you're a small town like Peoria Heights, or not but the... Chicago Heights. Yeah, you can borrow yourself into it. The banks aren't going to be there to hand out the money.
Who's going to give you a loan, you know?
So what was the topics he talked about?
He talked a lot about pensions, just talked about where Peoria was going. And one of the things that we brought up was just that, you know, how do we attract people to Peoria with the state of Illinois being such a dump?
We had this – who was the speaker who spoke about that topic a couple months ago?
No, Brandon Martin talked a lot about the young people and the technology and stuff. But one thing, you know, Mayor Artis was – mentioning was if Peoria was in any other state, we'd be booming.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it, you know, you think about it, we would. We have some of the best hospitals in the nation. We have it all.
Yeah.
But just like you said, we're kind of in the wrong state.
That's right.
And that's the challenge that we have. We're in the middle of this of the worst state, right? So if we were...
that's a judgment call, I suppose, depending on what state you live in.
Yeah.
Somebody in the middle of Kansas may think they're in the middle of the worst state.
Yeah, but it's not true.
We own it.
We're like arguing. I talked to someone, because I was in California last week, from California and said, we're the worst state. I'm like, well, you haven't been to California. You don't know California. I was like, we're the worst state.
Yeah.
It's like a back and forth of who's worse.
You have beaches and mountains. We have nothing.
Nothing.
I think we've had that discussion a couple times. We don't have that.
Yeah, exactly. Jake and I, every time we go out of state somewhere, we're like, man, look at this. This is amazing.
Yeah.
Why am I paying more money to live in Illinois? Anyway, all right.
It's interesting because you have California and the North Coast, New York and the coast. Those are like two worst states. And then so we're the representative of the middle.
Yeah. Represent so,
the Midwest. We're the Midwest representatives.
It's terrible. Okay.
Yeah.
So sounds like that was a good one that I missed. And now coming up this week, we have our meeting.
So we were going to have Jason Spires.
Yeah.
Jason is in the Central America somewhere, South America somewhere, doing something. He's supposed to be.
He's jumping off of boats and swimming and scuba diving.
He's living the dream, and he deserves it too.
Yeah.
So. So he's not going to make it, but we are going to have a substitute, and it's going to be attorney Chris McCall. If you guys don't know, in Peoria, they just appointed the state's attorney. Jerry Brady passed away, so they appointed one, and they appointed a lady named Hoos, and Hoos. They appointed this lady, and Chris McCall wanted to be one of them, and he feels as if, you know, he didn't get a fair shake with this. So he's going to announce on the 11th, I think he's having an announcement, and then he'll be at our meeting on Thursday.
Oh, awesome.
So we're going to try and meet all the people in the state's attorney race coming up in March, and then we'll – the primary will be in March, and then the election in November. We're going to hopefully have an endorsement on it. So
awesome. That's great. All right, so that's next Thursday at – W. E. Sullivan's. This episode will be out long before then. And those of you watching live, be there next Thursday.
Absolutely. Come on down.
Yeah. I'm surprised this computer is shut down. I'm a little paranoid with the eye in the sky watching us.
Yeah. They know.
All right. We would be remiss if we did not bring up a subject that has kind of hit the local newspapers and the local TV and the internet. One of our favorite, you know, City guys, Zach Euler made the news. I don't want to get too deep into it, but it wasn't pretty. He's got some domestic thing that's going on, and nothing's been to court yet. There's no nobody's convicted of anything. But what do you think?
Well, I think we see that too often, right? Where the news jumps on something and everybody's just ready to pounce.
Yeah.
And maybe it's true. Maybe there's something going on that we don't know, and there's truth that's going to come out, but ultimately everyone is due. They're innocent until proven guilty.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Look at the Duke lacrosse team. Right. You know, all sorts of different types of situations where maybe the facts aren't what they aren't what they appear to be. You know, so
yeah. I mean, I think that's why the sheriff removed the pictures, you know, from the rap sheet. You know, because we're sick of people passing around judgment on people who hadn't even been to court yet.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, Zach didn't get that treatment. His picture was in the paper.
Yeah,
it was all over the news.
Yeah, it was there.
But I think it's a good example of why Sheriff Asbell pulled that stuff, because the moment it was in the news, crucifixion, guilty. You know, it's just a shame that we don't remember that it is innocent until proven guilty, and the proof will come out. We'll definitely find out. I don't want to go too deep.
Yeah, we can't reserve any judgment.
There's two sides to every story.
Well, I'd say there's three sides to every story. There's one side, second side, and the truth.
Well,
and that's, you know.
Well, especially in domestic, but Zach has been good to the organization, so we're certainly wishing the best for him, but time will tell what happens there.
Absolutely.
I guess that's where we leave that.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. So, the reason we're doing this podcast is for the last 2 months we haven't done the podcast, Pritzker has been going nuts. If there's something on the street, if there's something driving down the road, if there's something growing on a tree, it's tax.
Tax.
Yeah. The joke is, I'm breathing today.
Yeah.
Are we going to tax now?
Probably.
Yeah. Today,
wait a long
8% time. Tax on sunshine.
Yeah. Today was a nice day.
Yeah.
So tax.
Liberty Place podcast. Tax.
Tax.
Yeah. It is streaming. So. Yeah.
Tax.
Streaming tax. Yeah. It's gross. So I had actually gone to illinoispolicy.org and pulled up their little document, and there's taxes all over the place. And I'm going to tell you guys, I know you guys are all about, you know, legalization of marijuana and all that stuff was going on the last couple months. I swear to God, this is just like the way Trump plays it. Hey, look at this hand over here. Well, in the meantime, I'm doing this over here. And I swear that the marijuana legalization was totally a ploy so that they could run all these taxes up on you guys, and you didn't even notice.
If you think that the Democrats care anything about legalizing cannabis, you're crazy.
Yeah.
This is completely about revenue.
You're wrong.
Yeah, you're absolutely wrong that you think the Democrats care about any of this stuff. The criminal justice reform, they're full of it.
Yeah, I just I watch so many people like, oh, it's so great, finally, blah, blah, this and that. I'm like, wait a second. Your motor vehicle tax is going up January 1st. What? You know, they don't.
What do you mean?
They're going to tax
right
into vehicles.
Yeah, yeah.
They're going to tax, more for extreme vehicles.
Let's go through this. Yeah, so we got this document, and you can look it up on illinoispolicy.org. But, I mean, this is a few things. Now, first off was the fair tax hike. I don't know the details. What was the fair tax
hike? So that's the proposed tax, income tax.
Oh, this one,
the
that,
non.
This one's still proposed. Sorry.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. So it's proposed. It's that one where it's tiered instead of a flat tax.
Yeah.
So he's saying that he says tax the rich.
Yeah.
That's what they're going to go after. But as we go through this list, people listening and anyone watching, you'll realize that it's not taxing the rich.
It's not.
I think it's important to talk about the fair tax real quick, though, because tax, the only way that they can enact that is to have a vote. So the voters are going to get to weigh in on this because it's a constitutional amendment.
Oh, really?
So right now we have a flat tax. So and the thing about the flat tax is if they raise the flat tax, they raise it on everyone. If they lower the flat tax, they lower it on everyone. If they have a progressive tax, if they change that, then that means that they can take people with different wages and they can raise it in different places. So
and they can change the wages whenever they
absolutely
want.
It gives right. them carte blanche to do whatever they
yeah,
want.
Yeah, absolutely.
This is the biggest deal. This is probably the biggest vote that we're going to have in Illinois next November, probably in the last decade.
But you've heard nothing about it.
Nothing. They don't want to talk about it.
Yeah.
So I think it's going to come down to people voting party lines, and that's even scarier.
That's worse.
We're going to lose.
Yeah, it's just
going
to happen.
Chicago stand on this, because we all know if it plays in Chicago, then it's going to pass.
Yeah. I think I heard a stat once that, if we don't get if 30% of the opposition doesn't in Cook County doesn't vote for something, then the rest of the state doesn't matter.
Wow.
It's unbelievable. So.
Phenomenal. All right. Well, so on the what do we got? The budget proposals here. We got the capital bill. I mean, so the capital bill, this actually has gone through. So this is all legit right here. The gas tax went up. That was back in July.
It was like
July.
July
1st.
After he got into office?
Nah, it was 6 months.
No, yeah. I mean, it got passed quickly. It wasn't enacted.
Yeah.
It was July 1st.
That was 19 cents a gallon.
Yeah.
Jake and I actually went out of state, like a day after that or something?
Yeah, it was a few days after. And I'm thinking that, I'm preparing the more expensive gas out west, the Moab. And it felt good to get gas in other states. You don't think 19 cents matters, but it does. It was not as expensive. And then before I crossed from Iowa and Illinois, what I did? I filled up. Just avoid as much as I could have.
Yeah, Nebraska and those states, they was like super cheap. I mean,
yeah, in comparison.
It felt like 70 cents cheaper a gallon.
Well, it was.
I don't know, was it that much?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
But when you go to those states, you think to yourself, their taxes are lower, but I don't feel like they have anything less than we have. It's just everything's more expensive. Like, the roads are nicer. I don't feel like they're missing public works. They're not missing anything that we have. So what are we doing? Why are we managing our money so poorly?
Well, pensions.
Yeah,
I mean, that's the obvious.
That's the Albatross.
Vehicle registration fees, those are going up.
Yep.
It's ever so slight, but that's that incrementalism.
It's like 50% increase.
It's like $20 a car, isn't it?
$148, $150.
Oh, sorry, excuse me. I was wrong.
It's a 50% hike.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, even worse.
Yeah, they get another tax.
Hey, if you're going to ride share, taxing that.
Yeah.
Let's do it. Yeah.
Streaming.
We've already sent that.
Taxing that. Excellent.
Yeah, people aren't realizing what that's going to
What about beer, Donnie?
Beer is taxed.
Wine?
Yeah, it's taxed.
Taxing that?
You know those violent video games?
Taxing those?
Taxing those.
How do they, are you taxed by the level of violence?
That's what's proposed. I don't know. I don't think that's an Illinois thing. That's just, I saw it.
It's rated M.
On a link, too, yeah.
T for tax.
T for tax.
Parking garages, yeah. I mean,
I like this one. You're tax exempt, but the tax exempt cap is going to be taxed.
Yeah, you know, that one actually is probably the most bothersome. It is legitimately requiring you to be taxed twice. It's black and white. You are taxed twice. You are taxed when you've bought that vehicle, and you are taxed again on the value of that vehicle. And that's the, you know, taxation theft, but that right there is huge.
That one's gonna be brutal, actually. I work in the car business, so
we're
not liking that one at all. Parking garage?
Let's tax it.
Let's tax that.
Yeah, I mean, that's going after the multi-billionaires, right?
Yeah. Yep.
All of these are.
You think a cop would be pretty pissed about that?
You would think, yeah.
They all park.
Well, that's okay, because then you can just ride your... That's tax. Okay. So wait a second. Whether I drive to work...
But only rich people ride share, and only rich people use parking garages.
Yes. Yeah.
And only rich people trade in vehicles. I'm looking at the list. It is taxing the rich. It's for sure.
Yeah.
Note the sarcasm, please.
Drink
alcohol. Yeah.
Now, the one that passed, and we could have talked to this probably on a previous show, because I think the cigarette tax went up here a while ago.
And only the rich smoke.
Yeah, only the rich smoke.
Only the rich who are over 21.
Yeah.
Which, don't you guys think that that's
age
discrimination?
It's definitely.
How is this not happening?
How can they fight for our country, yet they can't smoke a cigarette? They can sign legal contracts.
You can get married.
That's the thing.
You can get
but
married.
You can't smoke.
You get a credit card.
Yeah. Don't hand out cigars or cigarettes
these
at that wedding.
People are idiots. Yeah. I mean, who are these people?
Yeah, well, they definitely weren't 18-year-olds who were making these laws.
And don't get me wrong, people probably shouldn't smoke, but, you know, do what you want. If you're an adult, how are you going to send someone to war?
No.
And not be able to smoke a cigarette. Well, unbelievable.
I mean, the good news is you can't get a Juul now if you're under 21. So I'm sure everybody who's smoking a Juul,
they've stopped.
I'm sure they have. This law, I'm sure.
When laws happen, everything ceases.
Yeah. Man, this podcast is just should be called Sarcasm.
Yeah. That was our special guest tonight.
Yeah.
Sarcasm.
What's the
love note? Yeah, exactly.
It doesn't exist.
Now, I did have an employee the other day that an 18-year-old said, "Hey, man, will you go and buy me some smokes?" And he's like, "Heck no, I'm not doing that. I'm not getting busted with that stuff." So.
I was going to say.
I don't know. I don't know what's involved. I don't know. There's a nasty sign in the Casey's when you walk in there. It's a crime
saying that someone buying alcohol for money.
I think it's getting up there as bad. Even though you can't kill somebody driving and smoking. You know,
yeah, right.
Who has the time to police that?
Yeah,
I mean, those road fires.
You know, what does a sentence carry for buying tobacco
for an underage person? Yeah.
I don't know. But I don't want that on my record. Do you?
Probably not. Yeah.
The one thing a pack of Camel no filters, which to me would be a cigarette that took the least amount of effort to make, is $11 a pack now. $11. How many cigarettes in a pack? 20? I don't smoke. I don't know.
In the market for vice, you know they're selling in Chicago. They just sell Lucy's. They sell single cigarettes. And
for
the cops,
like a buck each.
After people selling single cigarettes, you know, they'll sell them for $1. You know, they can't afford a pack, but they can.
Oh my God! Wow. All right. Now the other things they're looking at: sports gambling. Got to tax that.
Mm.
Yeah, the cannabis. I mean, we got to tax that, right?
Yeah.
Well, I think the sports gambling was going to be legalized or expanded, right? And then taxed.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because
it's not one of those things that we're going to make this legal and we're going to tax it. So when it was illegal, it didn't cost you as much. But now that it's government run, we're going to tax it. So
video gambling, that's going to be taxed.
Yeah.
Plastic bags. Oh, yeah. Got to tax it. Although Chicago is exempt.
Chicago's already banned.
But that doesn't make sense that they would be exempt from the tax just because they're already taxing themselves.
They can't give out bags, plastic bags.
Okay.
You have to buy it.
Right? So you have to buy
I didn't even think you could buy them anymore. I thought that they were banned. It really is. Our stores, they can't have the bags in store, so people are just walk out with.
My biggest concern is when will paper straws make their way to Illinois? Have they made it yet?
Yeah, that was somewhere. I drank out of like a bamboo-ish plastic.
I was in Chicago for the last, this week, and it's everywhere.
Is it refreshing?
No, it's the same.
It's not the same, though. It's not. You drink it, you have your drink. I was at a bar a few weeks to a month ago, and they had paper straws in the drink. And, you don't gulp a drink down in a bar. You just kind of socializing and talking, and it sat there.
That's soggy.
It dissolved in my drink.
No, wait, really?
Yeah.
Well, I've heard about that could happen.
Well, yeah. So I went to, I went to then, take a sip of my straw, and I'm like, I can't get any.
You're so great.
Apparently.
Love it. Did you feel better?
I did. I felt, I saved so many sea turtles. I was proud of myself.
Not with their nose.
Yeah.
I mean, that's definitely a situation where a viral video went out and it just made everybody hyper aware of something. It wasn't really even an issue.
With the turtle.
Yeah. I mean, the United States, the amount of sea pollution that we put off was like a minutia compared to the rest of the world.
And it's not going to be offset at all by straw.
I think some asshole found a turtle and shoved a straw through its nose.
Yeah, that's what I think happened.
Yeah,
I really do. Kind of like the deer I saw with a balloon on it.
I love that. I woke up this morning and I was like, get well soon. Oh my God, that's hysterical.
Yeah, that's peeking for you.
Mommy and peeking.
Yeah, you follow my Facebook, you want to see that nastiness. I've seen raccoons before that get well soon.
There's a lot of money to spend on animal.
Tazewell County, man. It's a whole different thing. Yeah.
It's all
love. Love my people. Love my people.
It was funny. Great sense of humor.
Terrible. Everybody's embraced this. And my question to you guys is this state going to be the same? Will we ever see a non-Democratic governor in this state? It seems like everybody's embraced these taxes, and I don't know that anybody's even complaining.
I think we'll see a non-Democratic governor. Yeah. I mean, we just saw one. It's going to be, a rhino, a Republican in name. It's its own breed. I don't, until Madigan leaves office or dies.
natural causes, of course.
The control.
Even yourself clearly.
Now the live feed's going to get shut down. So.
I was not here.
I think it'll be Democratic controlled. But we do have to remember it is the voters. And I think it's always going to be Chicago controlled population. That's the biggest
area.
I
went through all these taxes, and Pritzker talked about it during his election, how everything he's going to do is going to be to balance the table, to go after the rich. He's going to take care of the middle class. We've talked about this. Every one of these taxes is regressive. Every one of these taxes goes after the people who can least afford to pay for it. There's nothing
all
in
of
here.
Them.
You know, Bernie Sanders is at least going after he's taxing trades on stock market on Wall Street.
Yeah.
So you could say, well, maybe that's going after the rich. There is nothing on this list of taxes. And I'm not saying Bernie's right or anything by any means, but there's nothing progressive about this agenda. This is the same old stuff that's been going on for 100 years.
And as Illinois population shrinks, those sources of revenue will decrease.
Yeah.
They will.
So this is just temporary.
Yeah.
So it's not going to fix our budget.
It's like a Band-Aid on a bad wheel.
Yeah, completely.
But if you look at the distribution of the Illinois population shrinking, Chicago's not shrinking in massive numbers. It's downstate.
Well, their commercial real estate is booming.
Yeah, there's positives and negatives to that. But when you ask, will Illinois ever be any different? No, not if downstate continues to absolutely just bleed people out, and Chicago kind of maintains. They're already got a stranglehold. I understand a lot of downstaters talk about, separating Chicago, but what do we have without Chicago? Jason Spires is the one.
Nebraska.
Yeah, right. Jason Spires is the one that got me, really researching that. He told me, what does Illinois have you remove Chicago and its income, its resources, it a little bit does get down here, and what little bit does doesn't do much already. So what do you think is going to be different? I see some validity in that too. Well, so I don't think it'll ever be the same.
When the money runs dry, that's when this all comes. When they can't pay for it anymore, it's over. And the thing that's so sad is that these people have pensions and they don't want to budge. But when the money runs dry, they won't just get some of their pension, they'll get none.
Yeah.
And that's when this really will start getting crazy. And that's when you'll mobilize voters saying, well, what the fuck happened? You know?
Well, I think that, I mean, cities like Detroit went bankrupt. So, I mean, wouldn't that be just what you would see in Chicago and these bigger, you know, even Peoria. And this is what you're going to see in these bigger towns, right, stuff like that. You're just going to see, like you said, the
Peoria will end up like Detroit before Chicago ended up like Detroit.
Yeah. We're in a much worse situation.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I don't know that I necessarily agree. I think with what you said, Jacob, with regards to what do we have, I think, because I heard that argument, and it kind of makes me bristle a little bit, because anytime you have like a bullying situation or a domestic dispute, the aggressor always wants you to think that you have nothing without.
True.
You can't survive without me. And it's that mindset and that mentality that I think that we get stuck in, because just right here in Peoria alone, we have healthcare industries we have a research institute that has putting out research and developing new technology. So I think we have a lot to.
Do we have a massive industrial complex?
It's not necessarily what we have to offer. We have the services and stuff to offer. It's most of the commerce.
Well, let's remember, though,
commerce,
that the job of government is not to bring businesses to create the conditions.
Right.
And so if we did separate, which maybe that's another topic for another show, but if we did separate from Chicago, if we did the right things and created the right environment, we could attract small businesses everywhere.
And I think we could. It worries me when I hear that. I can agree with it, and I understand what you're saying, because Jason has said the same. I read the same thing on Jason's post, but I also go back to thinking we can't get stuck in that mindset, and we have to realize that we are also capable of changing and creating our own destiny. And so if we do separate, I mean, what if Virginia said that? There's, you know, West Virginia. Mm-hmm. What if they said that? Then we wouldn't see that.
I mean,
so,
West Virginia is known as a whole across the country.
But yeah. 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 I do refer to them as Billy Bob Thang.
We got to do the right thing. We have to be a part of this.
Just think we have to be good stewards of what the resources that we have.
And that real estate market in Chicago, to me, that feels like when you watch the Milwaukee Brewers play a ball game, and those seats are all sold out all across Brewer Stadium, but there's nobody in those seats.
Yeah.
It's just like people have thrown money at the Chicago real estate, but they're not living there.
Yeah.
You know, people own stuff. It's just like, you know, Miami condo bubble did the same thing, you know, a decade ago.
The amount of traffic up there, people are living there.
Well, they're living there, or they can't get out.
Yeah. Good thing you can tax them, whether they're parking or Uber.
Yes.
Yes.
All right, do we have any more taxation talk before we move on to... Yeah, all right. And you can't jewel unless you're 21. That's all we really care about. Yeah. All right, so it hit the news. We're going to talk a little bit about Trump. We're going to talk about the school shooting, not the school shooting, but just the mass shootings. But the news today, or was it yesterday, was that Trump was thinking about pardoning Rod Blagojevich, his former contestant on The Apprentice.
That's right. I forgot about that.
You didn't even know that? Or you didn't remember
I
that?
I forgot.
Yeah. That has to be the relationship.
Is it really a surprise?
I think he talked about it 2 years ago, didn't he?
Yeah.
Isn't it stupid? I mean, but then I'm thinking to myself, I'm watching these people online talking, and the Trump cult really comes to light, because they're like, well, he served his time. If Obama would have said that he was going to pardon Blagojevich, they would have freaked the fuck out.
Yeah.
I mean, we're not talking like just a minor freak out. They'd have just said Obama is a tyrant. They said it's time to revolt. I mean, but because it's Trump, it's okay, you know?
And when Trump says anything anti-Second Amendment, it's okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's just crazy.
It's the same thing.
I just think that if you are in a position of power, an elected official, and you are corrupt or you're unethical, you should rot in prison. I almost think we should bring back tar and feather. I'm not kidding.
Yeah.
Because they should be afraid. We should make politicians afraid again. We have entrusted them with our society, and they've betrayed our trust.
I wonder where his wife's living right now. You think it's like a little single bedroom condo somewhere? Do you think she's doing all right?
I'm sure she's doing fine.
Yes.
Politicians that do that stuff, that are that corrupt, they've made enough money that even if they do get caught. I've watched Aaron Schock on his Instagram. You guys follow him on Instagram?
No.
So even his fall for greatness, he was exonerated. I'll give him that.
Yeah.
But the guy is traveling around the world. He must be loaded. Yeah. He's every other day he's in a new country at a beautiful resort, you know?
Hmm.
I mean, politics is a money maker.
I'm never really having much of a job.
He was just a modest real estate investor. And he stumbled across some property up by Bradley that happened to be getting bought. I don't know if you remember that.
Interesting.
Yeah.
We need to make politicians afraid again. They need to be afraid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that was the evidence. I think there's more to it, though.
Yes. We won't speculate.
That we won't guess on.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. So now getting to the real meat and potatoes of Donald Trump. Trump did come out and start saying some comments about the shootings that went on. If you don't know, if you've been in a hole, there's been two shootings. Well, actually, there's three shootings in the last two.
Yeah.
But El Paso and Dayton were the big ones. And the guy in El Paso, I think, was just a flat-out right-wing nut job, right? You wanted to just kill Mexicans, basically.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Did we see anything about what happened in Dayton?
Supposedly, he was a left-winger. I think the one in Dayton.
I've kind of heard that, too, but they...
Dayton's been more suppressed than El Paso.
Imagine that, if he was not... Yeah.
No, but I don't think it was... I'm not so sure.
No. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't think they've actually said...
Did he shoot his girlfriend or something like that?
Sister.
Oh, a sister. Yeesh. So it is tragic. Now, I mean, we're all for everybody should own some guns. Mm-hmm. I got a gun in my house. I'm sure you guys do. I don't know if you have
one.
No, Teresa doesn't. But
I have a security system in case you're trying to wonder.
All right.
You have violence against me.
You have to know that these events are going to contribute to policy changes over the next 6 months, next year. I mean, they're already talking about assault weapons again. There was a ban on assault weapons that expired, during George W. Bush's term, and then you're allowed to have assault weapons again. Do you see that foreshadowing that that's going to come back?
Of course, but it's such bullshit. You know, we live in one of the safest times in human history. I mean, this isn't just just me saying that. We literally live in one of the safest times in human history. Your chance of going out in public and being involved in a mass shooting are less than winning the lotto. So I'm not saying that they're not horrible. I'm not saying that we shouldn't be vigilant about these things, but they are not a common thing, and we shouldn't take away rights because of it. Looking to take away guns because of mass shootings is the equivalent of saying, well, people get raped by men, so we should cut all men's dicks off.
No.
That's the equivalent of it, right? I mean, a gun is an inanimate object. It doesn't go out and say, I'm going to kill someone today. The people are the problem, and that's what we need to focus on.
Well, doesn't it just create a black market then for the guns?
Yeah.
These laws are only going to create more and more of a problem because they're still going to get them.
Chicago, I mean, they basically tried this too. We're going to take away the guns from the legal gun owners, and that means nobody will have, just like the Juul for the kids under 21, you know, no criminal is going to have a gun in Chicago, right?
Good on paper is what it is. It's good on paper, guys.
Yeah.
The war on drugs, good on paper, has done nothing, but cost money and lives and discrimination. And
the big thing are the red flag laws. That's what they're all trying to do. And the red flag laws, for you guys out there that don't know, is basically, and it's different in every state depending on legislation, but you can, if I say that Teresa she's a nut, she's going to use her not gun, her imaginary gun, I guess, to hurt someone, then I can go to the police and I can say they're in danger, and then they'll go to a judge and a judge will say, yep, I think they're dangerous, and they'll send cops to her house to take her imaginary gun. Mm-hmm. It violates the Second Amendment, it violates the Fifth Amendment of due process, and it violates the Fourth Amendment, unreasonable searches and seizures. It's completely against everything we stand for. And those are the scariest laws, and people are using these incidents to take our freedoms, and we can't stand for it.
Yeah. Now, I will say, in defense of some of this, I mean, when you have kids and stuff who are having to do shooter drills at school,
you know, it's kind of frightening. I don't want my kids growing up in that environment. We've got to figure something out here. You can't just say that don't ban the guns, but there's got to be some plan. You know, the mental health resources, I know for a fact those are strained. Well, from my personal family.
The one common theme that we have with these shooters, with these mass shooters, is that they all are on some sort of medication.
Yeah.
Every single one of them.
That was something I heard about today, too. That guy was treating his own kid or something like that. I don't know. That was a whole different, maybe conspiracy theory. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
But yeah, no. I think it seems like it's all angry young white men, and they're always meted out in some way, treated for depression.
That's the way they portray it. And then you get the people that go all crazy and post things like, no, all these other pictures of all these crime sprees and stuff that no one talks about. But really, the thing that bothers me the most is, when something happens, the first thing that they think about is to look to the government to do something about it. And what the hell have they done?
Well, it's important to note, though, is that, you know, the Second Amendment, if you read a lot of the correspondence between the founders, they were talking about that, you know, the Second Amendment wasn't for hunting or self-defense. That was a given. You have a right to protect yourself. You have a right to feed yourself. This was
that was assumed, right? Yeah, they just assumed that was a thing.
Yeah, this was about the people having the means to protect themselves from government and tyrannical government. And so, you know, taking away rights, no matter what it's for, how good it seems, it's contrary to our founding documents. The founders didn't even want a standing army. If they saw the DOD as it is today, they would be like, what are you doing?
Yeah, yeah.
So Thomas Jefferson said it best. He believed he would rather live in dangerous freedom than peaceful slavery. I wholeheartedly believe that. There's risk in everything we do in life.
Mm-hmm.
And what we have to do is understand that. You know, and if they were serious about saving lives, they would work on driverless cars. Because that's one of the biggest killers, you know, is automobile accidents.
Autonomous cars aren't killing as many people, but but cars. But every time there's a crash, you know, it kills. Actually, what was it? 20 some people died in Chicago from gun violence that same weekend that people were getting the mass shootings. I mean, realistically, Washington, D.C., Chicago, Detroit, I mean, these towns have mass shootings every weekend. We're not talking about it. And they're all illegal guns. And it's not depressed kids on drugs. I mean, this is economic disparity. This is poverty. This is poor education. We got lots of problems here, and nobody wants to talk about those. They want to go after the easy targets.
Yeah, we need to find an answer, though, because if you look at the statistics that were out over the weekend in the news, the United States has had 250 mass shootings which is the highest compared to any other nation in the world. I don't remember the time frame that those statistics were gathered.
I don't consider a mass shooting. I'm not trying to devalue it, but what is a mass shooting? Two people, three people? I don't know.
Are some of them gang violence related? I mean, really all of these crazy people going into
Number that they had posted, if you looked at that, it wasn't backed up by any kind of narrative, so I don't know the answers. Those are great questions that I don't know the answer to, but the number alone, if you just look at that, and maybe that's what it was meant to do, scare people into, you know, wanting more government intervention, which is not the right answer. But I also think we have to be careful with the whole mental health thing. One of the things that I heard in the last few days with this is, you know, we're going to crack down on people with mental health background, you know, and their access to guns.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's fine, but who is determining this mental health disease? Is it diagnosed? Is it undiagnosed? Who's?
I'm sure it's a sheet with a lot of check marks on it.
You're going into a lot of statistics and stuff, and it reminds me that, you know, 10 to 12 years ago, we didn't have access. Most people got their news from one or two sources. Was about the average I read. You know, and the funny thing, I was on some site on Facebook, and someone was talking about how, you know, when the movie Social Network came out, it wasn't a movie called Social Media.
Yeah.
Facebook was a social network that's turned into social media. And that was within the last, let's see, it's 2019, so probably 5 to 6 years that that happened. Before that, it was just people talking to people. It wasn't articles. It wasn't, you know, advertisements. So social networking. So when we think about our access to media now, it's all the time. So like Donnie said, we're safer now than we've ever been in the entire country. But for some reason, people are reacting a certain way. And that part's understandable to me because it's so in our face all the time. Yeah. So when I see some of my friends post things, I usually don't partake in like commenting or anything because I actually understand their feeling if that's what they're seeing. But sometimes, you know, I was in a meeting in Chicago and we had a speaker and she said, one of the things we do as humans, when we receive information, it goes into our brain and it goes into the emotional part of our brain. So when people say, take a deep breath, you think, why does that matter? Like, what? Gee, you're not helping me. My emotions are all over the place. But it really gives us the time because our brain processes it into logical thinking. And, you know, as you read social media and you see social media, I would just say to everybody, even at this table, take a deep breath and let that information enter your logic part of your brain. Sometimes it's logical, sometimes it's not. I think Neil deGrasse Tyson, the scientist, posted something that caused major outrage, but it made a lot of sense. It was a lot of statistics and stuff, and people kind of attacked him for it, saying that, you know, he was insensitive, but he was making a point of, you know, think logically and then speak, then talk about it. But yeah, to all my friends listening or anyone on the live stream, just remember that Facebook used to be called social networking, not social media.
Well, what's frightening though, so the C8 came out, the Corvette. We're going to talk cars for a second.
Yeah.
And so I Googled it and I was looking it up. I'm like, all right, this is kind of cool. Well, then my Google News kept showing me C8s all the time. And, you know, I'm like, I don't care about this car, but because I searched it one time, it starts showing my newsfeed, starts showing my Facebook. I get an ad, you know, saying, oh, you're looking at Corvette? Go to Ray Dennison. And, you know, I didn't want anything to do with this car, but the algorithm picked up and it said, oh, this guy must be interested. And I'm going to tell you, news is the same way. And if you're looking at everything Trump does, if you're looking at everything
that posts, it reads your post.
Yeah. So I think the problem is people just keep getting rehashed with the same stuff, reinforced. You know, if this guy was a whackpot Republican, you know, right winger who wanted to kill Mexicans, he could find all the news he wanted about the horrible things that are happening at the border, and you could fixate on that for the last year, the last 2 years, and just literally watch that 24/7. And that's right.
Now that our phones have listened to you say that, that's what we're going to get.
Now, I have tried that experiment because I've been saying Mustang a lot. And my phone to see, I still haven't gotten a Mustang.
So there's a thing. So I will tell you this. The algorithms, I mean, we can go into this part. Yeah, but the algorithms are so insane. So let me throw me out under the bus. I mean, let me tell you something about the company that I work for versus a Google or a Facebook. You know, the company I work for is very vigilant on your data is your data. We don't make money on selling your data. Your data is your data. We got programs to protect your data.
Hey, Pritzker says he's going after the rich too.
I have stuff that, you know, with my modem that actually when I'm at home, I see less of the shit than when I'm out on LTE and stuff, the algorithms. So Google and Facebook, that is literally what they want is your data. So you typing that in, it's going to get it. It's less on the microphone, but people think that it is, but you don't realize that everything you search, everything that you type on your phone, iMessage is encrypted. So if you're only iMessaging, it can't get that, but SMS, everything that you're seeing, it doesn't get read verbatim, but it gets put into processing. And that's why people think that if I talk about cats, I'm going to see all the cat stuff. No, if you type about it or say anything about it, search anything about it, you're done. It's got you.
Okay. If they do that, don't you think the government?
Yes. Oh, the government is doing
that. They're already doing it.
The government is doing that.
I don't, you know, I'm still waiting for the Mustang to show up. I'm not typing Mustang.
Search for it once.
I'm not going to type it. Not going to type
one
it.
One thing.
Not going to type it. I'll
text
say,
it.
I'll say Mustang all day. But I still have yet to get that.
Watch the show Hacked on Netflix. Yeah. If you guys got Netflix, watch it. Yeah. Your blood will boil, by the way.
Anyway, step away from the news. I think that's the best thing you do sometimes. Talk to real people. Come to community meetings with other parties. You know, visit with Republicans. Visit with people in the Green Party. You know,
and sometimes your local news is still the absolute best news.
Yeah.
That's a plug for not on social media. They're doing the same thing others are. But if you watch their noon and five, that's sometimes the best news.
That's all I got for subjects. Is there anything else we wanted to jump into? We got a meeting next week.
We do have a meeting next week. There was some big controversy. I will say this real quick. That Nick Sarwar, they were trying to hire him as a outreach director. And they wanted to pay him, I think, $90 an hour or something crazy like that. There was big controversy.
My texts make more than that, but anyway.
Yeah. So they didn't want to do that, and so we still are with no fundraiser. And I think that's going to be a big thing going forward. The Libertarian Party's got to raise money. We got to make money. So.
Well, you got to get decent candidates.
Yeah, that too. So Justin Amash, if you're out there,
really.
We got a long way to go before we get to the candidates, Matt. I haven't recovered from the last election.
Yeah, let's take a moment and stop not talk about candidates.
All right, that's it. No, I think that's everything we got. Thanks for joining us. This is probably one of the longest shows we've done. Well, it says we're ringing up at 45 minutes right now, which is pretty good for us. What's the website, guys?
LibertyPlays.com.
It's not fresh. We're supposed to be getting some rehash or redo the whole website, so it doesn't look like it's fresh. That is the case. We're sorry for that, but we're working on it. Do we still have some tears to sell?
We got some tears to sell.
Tears are delicious. And
tears are.
Dude, no, that's different.
This is the Southern Illinois Libertarian.
Oh, man.
But there are tears, so really none of our beers are that delicious.
Yeah,
Republican tears and...
it'd be extra delicious. Yeah. So anytime you see somebody, if you want to stop by the meeting next Thursday, grab some tears. It's a great fundraiser for the group that helps us get out and about on the streets and push our message. All right, guys. Again, this is Eric Stahl, and I'm joined by
Tracy Miller,
Jacob Irish.
We are glad you joined us, and we will have a new podcast sooner than the last one. Thanks.
That's it for this month's episode. Be sure to subscribe to our show on iTunes, Google Play, or your favorite podcast catcher. For more information on this show or any other subjects we talked about, check out our Facebook page or LibertyPlays.com. We'll be back next month with more liberty in podcast form. Remember, kids, taxation is theft.